Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have John Dean here. Jackson County extraordinaire, maybe? What? I mean, you're taking over Jackson County.
Well, I'm an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur of Jackson County. You currently own, now you said, five businesses. Mm-hmm. Three are main businesses that people are pretty well aware of. So you and your wife are the owner of Wildwood Marina. Miss Sally's Market, that's kind of more Natasha's thing. Mm-hmm. And then Honest John's Frozen Custard mm-hmm. is your third main mm-hmm. business that people mm-hmm. know of. And you have two others.
Well, yes, we're excited to be the landlord for a new business in Gainesboro, which is Hair in the Chair, H-A-R-E.
And that's just on the main
drag right next to Miss Sally's. Yeah. And it's run by Alice. And Alice is an Alice in Wonderland fan, and so she named her business Hair in the Chair, which is really cool. And she's a lovely person, and you know, people are taking to her really quickly, which is great.
Do you feel kind of like a, you know, like mentor of, because you get to be a landlord, you know, kind of helping her with her business at all?
A little bit, but mainly just being super helpful. Yeah. I mean, it's really been fun to work with her on the design of the space. And, you know, helping with the kickoff and the Chamber of Commerce event and the ribbon cutting and all those kinds of things. And we just want her to succeed, you know. And we don't want to have a new tenant every 6 to 12 months. Yeah. You know, we want a good, thriving business there. And personally, I needed a place to get my hair cut.
You can't come to Cookeville all the time. That's too far away.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the Jackson County, there's so many people economic development-wise that are trying to push the ball in the right direction. And I feel like it's really starting to get the momentum it needs. There's a great chamber up there. I think you guys are expanding out and really working with other people. There's a couple great restaurants that are on the square there. And I know that it's been a dead square for years of just maybe one or two businesses that are in there, but
not. About 5 years ago, the Bull and Thistle was the pioneer.
Yeah.
And credit to them for putting that together and, you know, sustaining that through a very dead time.
For sure. Well, and I think then getting breathing life into things. Yeah. And they, you know, they hung on for a very long time there. And I do think it's becoming more of a place for people to go. And speaking of a place for people to go, that's kind of what Wildwood is. If people have not heard of Wildwood Marina, I don't know what rock they're living under.
Wildwood Resort Marina. We're in the southeastern corner of the county, right near the Smith County line. And, you know, my wife and I started that business. We acquired the assets of the former Granville Marina and Resort in January of 2018, and we rebranded it Wildwood Resort and Marina. My wife was a member of the Nashville Dulcimer Quartet, and so we've been having a good time naming things after her dulcimer tunes. This one was Wildwood Flower, Maybelle Carter.
Interesting.
And we had a business partner at the time we started, and he said, I don't like the word flower and the name of the business. So we said, how about Wildwood?
Yeah. Well, and I think that just fits what's going on there. And I think Natasha had mentioned at one point that you guys kind of sat down and thought, where are we going? And what you sat down with maybe a branding consultant. And what do we want Wildwood to be? Do we want it to be kind of this high-end resort? Do we want it to be catered to the outdoors?
Right.
You know, where do we want to go with this?
And that consultant was our young daughter, Alexandra.
I don't know that she mentioned it.
Age 30. Yeah. She had been to school to learn how to do this, process to create a brand. And so we leaned into her and she leaned into us and we're thrilled.
So how long has Wildwood been around?
7 years.
You've taken it over 7 years ago and you've increased your sleeping capacity.
We're at 39 keys representing 43 bedrooms.
Wow.
And what's interesting about it is there's seven different modalities of lodging. So we have the hotel style in rooms, but we also have floating harbor cottage houseboats, one room cabins surrounding an artisan fire pit, six of those, six vintage Airstreams, a few luxury one bedroom homes overlooking the lake through the trees. And so, you know, we originally thought, well, people will to tell us, you know, we need more of this or more of that. And what's happening is everybody likes everything. mm-hmm. and they want to come back and try the thing they haven't done before.
Yeah.
And so I had a guest that I saw last weekend. It's their 23rd weekend at Wildwood this year.
Wow.
They've adopted us.
Yeah,
you know, as
yeah.
their second
when
home.
When you think of there's only 52 weekends in a year,
yeah.
you know, that's a lot of them.
Yeah, they definitely get the frequent guest award.
Yeah, they better be in the yearbook for you
that's
know
right.
they make an annual yearbook at Wildwood, and so they better make the picture in there.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, and that's so. Do they have a favorite place to stay?
They do. They love the Lodge.
The Lodge, okay.
Which is the five rooms with a 14-foot deep. Mm-hmm. Common porch and the fire pit out front with the red chairs,
mm-hmm.
and they love the bar and they love the restaurant and the food, and they've made friends with everybody.
Yeah.
So they're part of the family.
Yeah, I love that. That's that, and I think that's, I mean, did you think that was gonna be part of the of how this went when you started 7 years ago, or did you just think this will be a kind of once a year kind of place for people to come?
We didn't know, you know, but we have been really heartened by the repeat business. I just got a lovely email from the group planner of a corporate retreat mm-hmm. that has repeated, you know, four times a year for the last few years. Mm-hmm. And they're just lovely people. You know, we've done 100 corporate retreats just in the last 12 months alone.
Wow.
Which is really a great thing for the business because it's generating revenue and serving people from Sunday night to Friday morning when prior under Granville Marina, it was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's brought life to the place in the middle of the week.
Well, and then I think a lot of those people come and they're like, wow, this is a great place. And then they want to come back with their families
yeah.
on the weekends. I think Launch Tennessee out of Nashville, our kind of parent company, they did their retreat there. And I was shocked that they even knew little Wildwood. Like, yeah. it feels like our secret.
They were a great guest.
Yeah. yeah. So it's really amazing what you guys have done. And just the traffic that you've brought to that area. You know, there's outdoor activities, there's hiking and water activities that people can do there. And so you've made it an experience and not just a place to stay or a place to eat.
Another thing that surprised us is that 25% of our overnight guests are from out of state.
Hmm.
So yeah. these corporate retreats and also family reunions are bringing in people from all over. They're flying in.
How did you get, how are you getting customers from out of state? Do you just have such an amazing website that people?
They're Googling us.
Yeah.
And they're wanting to be in Tennessee because they think it's beautiful, and it is. And many of them can be Nashville-based companies or Knoxville-based companies. And so they're in a reasonable driving distance, but they have, you know, it's a brave new world. Everybody lives all over the country now.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not uncommon that our guests are from California and Chicago and New York and places like that, as well as neighboring states where they're driving in.
Well, and I saw on social media that you had met with a wedding coordinator, and so you're looking to ramp up that
yeah,
part of things.
Yeah, we're going to pour a little gasoline on the wedding business.
Yeah.
You know what we did is, and you know, this is part of entrepreneurship is making mistakes,
yeah.
you know, and what we did is we succeeded at corporate retreats and we thought we'd just apply the same formula to weddings. Well, brides don't think like corporate retreats think, you know,
yeah.
it's a different business. And so we brought in a fantastic wedding planner, deep experience, and she's guiding us for every step of the way from the, how do we respond to the first email or phone call or website
inquiry, yeah.
Inquiry and everything we do from that step forward. And I'm optimistic that our wedding business will flourish with her guidance.
Where do you, when do you get to the point where it's like, okay, this is the growth that, like, we've kind of hit the ceiling?
Well, you know, we measure occupancy and we're not there yet.
Yeah.
We have room to grow. We're a small place. And so if you're 100 people, you know, we're probably not your corporate retreat location, but we can do 100 people for a wedding because with 39 keys and people willing to cohabitate,
yeah.
you know, you can sleep 75 or 80. But we need to keep growing,
yeah.
you know, and I would say we have about 40% capacity, you know, to
yeah.
fill every nook and cranny of
yeah.
of our schedule.
There's a lot of room to grow.
But,
and you guys keep adding in, you guys keep finding new airstreams and finding yeah. new floating cottages. And
well, we're fairly stable at the moment. For the last 2 years, you know, we we've been focused on operating what we built.
Mm-hmm.
And people ask all the time. I was with some guests around the fire pit Saturday night, and you know, are you getting ready to add more lodging or another meeting room and that kind of thing? And I think that's all in our future, but we need to husband what we've built and mm-hmm. get it to a certain point.
Yeah.
Nashville's growing. Our reputation is good, and we're developing a lot of word of mouth repeat business. So I'm optimistic that we'll get there.
So we mentioned kind of at the top, you have two other outward businesses, not being a land, you know, mm-hmm. like a landlord's kind of a back picture kind of thing.
Yeah, but, and I meant to mention the second little business is a little luxury apartment,
an Airbnb upstairs. That's going to be ready in downtown Gainesboro as well.
And too. It's really going to be cool. It's modeled after the Soho House, which is an international private club that has facilities all over the world, 50 of them, and they're famous for their hotel rooms having Empire King beds.
Crazy.
And the Empire King bed is 9 feet square.
So all the basketball players out there.
Yeah, this is where you need to stay. It's like sleeping in a lake.
That seems crazy. I feel like you could fit a whole family in a 9-foot square bed. Definitely my family. So we're going to come back and talk about your other businesses in just a second.
Awesome.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany from the Biz Foundry, and I have John Dean in, I'm just going to keep saying Jackson County Extraordinaire Entrepreneur of the Year for Jackson County. I'm going to, it's a title that I'm going to put out there for you.
We have other entrepreneurs in Jackson County. It's a thriving county.
It is. But I feel like you guys have paved a lot of the way, and you're not taking all the credit yourselves, but you're like, come on, jump on our boat, and let's, like I said, the ball is rolling. And
let me tell you our secret weapon in Jackson County.
Tell me.
Mayor Randy Heady.
Yes.
Mayor Heady is the most enthusiastic, progressive, growth-oriented, how can we help your business thrive kind of mayor.
Yeah.
And he's just been fantastic.
We were at a county meeting with a bunch of state and county people, and they were looking to get some wayfinding signs up, and there was some hold up. And so we were all kind of joking around about meeting in the middle of the night and putting the signs up ourselves.
Yeah.
And I just think that's the kind of people, like the people who just want to see the change. Yeah. No matter if there's red tape, they're going to keep going and trying to push through that. And Jackson County does have a lot, and I think it's underrated a lot of the time of what the beauty is up there.
And that new signage plan is a perfect example. Happened last week under the leadership of Hope Vargas,
mm-hmm.
who's our chamber executive. And, you know, we're just so proud of what Hope's been able to achieve in building up the chamber. And I'll be honest with you, my wife and I spent a lot of time in monthly chamber meetings, which Randy Heady attended, sort of scoping out Jackson County and understanding what the assets and liabilities might be as we evaluated whether to invest.
Yeah.
And it was based on that experience that we chose to invest here.
Well, and Natasha was saying that when you decided to invest here, you were actually looking at moving out of the state completely.
We were considering all options.
Yeah, and Jackson County got it for you. So let's talk a little bit. You've expanded in the last couple of years to, and last year and a half, Honest John's and Miss Sally's Market. So tell me about Miss Sally's Market. We were just talking with the producer here, and he said, I don't even know what's in there. And so what's in Miss Sally's Market?
So Miss Sally's Market is a fresh food grocery and prepared foods market. Prepared foods meaning that you can pull something home for dinner tonight and pop it in the oven, and it'll be ready in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. The lasagna is killer. If I close my eyes, and I can be in Florence, Italy.
I'm starting to get hungry myself right now.
It's so good. And
it's locally sourced, right?
It's locally sourced. We're working with local farmers and purveyors of pork and beef and local dairy. The partnerships have been really great. My wife was lamenting, let's say, the food desert that we found ourselves living in Jackson County. We relocated out here full time, and we found that, you know, in order to get groceries, we either needed to go to Nashville or Cookeville, which is 40 minutes minimum mm-hmm. driving time for us, or we had to go to Walmart mm-hmm. or Dollar General. And nothing against Walmart and Dollar General, but, you know, the fresh food options are not as plentiful.
Yeah.
And so we started scouting, and we were looking for where could a market be. And we liked downtown Gainesboro and everything that was happening there. And so we started looking at the buildings. And there was this one particular building that was the right size. It's a half a block off the square. And it only had one issue, and that is that it was crumbling. And there was water coming in through the ceiling in 40 places, water coming up from the floor, and it needed to be restored. So we had sort of an opportunity to make a difference by taking an old building that was important to the history of Gainesboro and restoring it to new so it could go another 100 years.
Yeah.
And I'm so proud that we did that work. We partnered with Art Worden, who's a local construction builder and had built our home out here, and also Brad and Amy Stoner from BA Services, who helped us with all of the electric and heating and air conditioning and plumbing and all that. And then Natasha really had a clear vision of what she wanted to do. And so I sort of took a back seat and, you know, just became her number one supporter. How can I help you today kind of a thing.
Did you think at all of like, wait a second, you want to cook food here. You want to have a kitchen area where people can cook food. We want to have a fresh salad bar. We want to, you know, sell farm fresh dairy. So we're going to have a freezer and a refrigerator area too. Like, is this too, you know, and then there's kind of the bulk grains that you can buy. And so did you ever think this is too all over the place?
What we learned from our other businesses, Wildwood's a good example. Wildwood has 9 revenue streams. Mm-hmm. Multiple businesses within a business is like a diversified stock portfolio. Mm-hmm. And so it helps to cover the risk by doing more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our prepared foods are really the secret ingredient. If corporate retreats are what's helping Wildwood to fly, mm-hmm. not to say nothing about the weekend visitors, but you know, the corporate retreats have really been huge for Wildwood. The prepared foods are that for Miss Sally's Market.
Yeah.
Because they're unique in the marketplace. You can't buy her lasagna or shepherd's pie or meatloaf from anybody else ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they're reasonably priced, but they are accretive to the economics of the business.
Well, and the other thing with that is that then you're providing different types of jobs for people, where the chef who is, you know, able to make food there, you know, take and bake at home,
yeah.
Where, she, you know, it's definitely different than working in a restaurant where it's, you know, maybe higher pressure. And mm-hmm. So you're kind of able to, and then you have people that are running the store as well. And so you're able to create jobs from a lot of these. I mean, how many staff do you have at Wildwood?
40.
40 staff at, yeah, Wildwood. And I mean, I'm so impressed with the company culture you build from all of your companies as well, is that, you know, there's company retreat, the paddles that everybody signs throughout, yeah, the whole restaurant area at Wildwood. And you can tell when you walk into Miss Sally's that there's a camaraderie around among the staff as well.
Yeah. You know, we're all in it together, and there are 5 key people at Wildwood that are making that place work.
Yeah.
And, you know, today's Monday, and today's the day when the magic happens. That's when, yeah, the kitchen's full tilt, setting, yeah, the table for everything we're going to offer through the end of this week, and, you know, getting the shipments in from the farmers. We had some lettuce arrive last Monday, and the farmer apologized because it was a little bit damp because he had just picked it out of the garden,
oh, wow,
that morning.
Wow.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. And has that been, because that's a totally different, connecting with different farmers and sourcing your food. Has that been a different type of learning curve for both of you to kind of figure out how to connect with these different vendors that you need?
Well, we had a little time while we were fixing that building,
yeah,
to go scope out the farmers and attend farmers markets and kind of see who's who and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, you know, as we started whispering in the community about what we were doing, we had a few farmers come to us and said, I want in, you know, mm-hmm, I'm interested. Part of what I think makes Miss Sally's a little bit unique in relationship to the farmers is we don't take food by consignment. We buy the food.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a guaranteed revenue stream. When they bring the food in, they're getting paid.
And is that different than most places?
Many operations similar looking to Miss Sally's might have contingent payment. So, mm-hmm, you know, we'll sell what you bring us. We'll give it a nice place where people can come and buy it, and we'll, you know, charge, yeah, a margin against it. But this is, I think, we were just committed to our farmers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we wanted this to work for them, to be a major – source of income in their life if we could, and have that mutual commitment that that kind of financial relationship would create.
Yeah. Well, we'll be right back with Anna Johns, and we'll hear all about that in a second. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have John Dean from... We're going to say Honest John's on this segment. So we've talked about Wildwood. We've talked about Miss Sally's Market. We're going to talk about Honest John's frozen custard shop that you opened about a year and a half ago, right across the street from Miss Sally's. Rumor has it that you were in Miss Sally's and you saw the building and then you said, maybe I should open my own thing. Is that kind of how it spoke to me?
I mean, it was the old cable TV office, a mobile home, and it had seven parking spots in front and a partial covered patio. And I just looked at that and I saw order window, pickup window, picnic tables, and it just spoke to me, frozen custard.
Yeah.
And I was sitting on the porch of Miss Sally's looking at that for sale sign and thinking, you know, we ought to do that.
Yeah.
And it was fun to build. I mean, we stood that up in 120 days.
That's crazy.
From after we signed the contract to buy the property, after we, you know, bought the property. And, I've got great resources through the work we've done at Miss Sally's and at Wildwood, great construction help. And so we got these McDonald's-style windows that open and close 1,000 times a day and never wear out, you know, and things like that.
Yeah. What made you think frozen custard?
So when I was eight, I was known by everyone in my family as an ice cream addict. And my sister Nancy hosted me for a visit to their home in Spotsylvania Courthouse, Virginia, which is near Fredericksburg. And she said, John, we're going to take you to Carl's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it. And so she did. And I saw this, you know, pickup window and order window and glass into a kitchen where you could see everything being made. And frozen custard is sort of reminiscent of the Play-Doh machine, you know, where you extrude the Play-Doh and it comes out in a ribbon. That's what a frozen custard machine does.
Okay.
It's just amazing. And, you know, as an eight-year-old, I was totally captivated by this. And then the substance, the custard, goes into a bucket, which is in a freezer, and it's scooped out of there. And it's mixed in with all kinds of candies, fruits, and nuts. And I just went nuts over it, you know.
Yeah.
And so that memory kind of stuck with me. And I thought, well, before I die, I want to open up one of these shops. And Gainsborough needed some fun. So
yeah, it is a fun kind of – and you guys have expanded to a tent area that has looked like some outdoor games in there, right?
Yeah.
Like giant
so then
checkers
winter and- came last year, and it was like, oh, man, it's cold. People aren't going to want to enjoy their custard. Yeah. So let's get the tent and awning people to set up a tent with a heater, you know, and create a place where people can be. And then that led to, okay, well, we can have games and now we can have birthday parties for the kids and the adults. And so the tent's been a nice addition.
And for you, John, this set of businesses is, I'm going to quote unquote retirement plan for you.
That's
like
right.
You and your wife retired to Jackson County.
That's right.
And you're not really retiring.
Natasha was a cancer research scientist at Vanderbilt for 20 years, working on colon cancer. And I was a healthcare consultant working at the intersection of the hospital physician relationship in 250 health systems across the country. And it was a great career, and I loved it, and it treated me really well. But you know, I had this moment. I went to a fundraiser in Nashville, and the keynote speaker said these words, and I retired in my head. He said, the opposite of more is not less. The opposite of more is enough.
Mm.
And it just really hit me that I've done this healthcare thing. I've climbed that mountain. I don't need to prove that that I can do it again. United Healthcare had bought the company that had acquired my business, and so I would have been signing up to join a massive organization, $20 billion in revenue, and it just wasn't me. I'm a garage guy. And so, you know, here we are in Jackson County, and all these little opportunities cropping up, and what fun we're having.
Do you feel like this is the best retirement ever, or you're like, okay, I got to figure out when I'm actually going to retire?
Well, it's a challenge to figure it all out, you know, both, you know, setting up the businesses and then figuring out how to adapt them to their realities. You know, Honest John's right now, the issue for us is that Gainsborough is just not big enough to support the pickup window covering the economics of the business. So we're starting to sell packaged frozen custard to restaurants, gas stations, grocery stores, and that kind of thing. Because we've got lots of capacity to make custard.
Yeah.
And we just need more distribution of it. And so that's the little hill we're climbing this month.
And with the custard, you have so many different – how many topping options do you have?
Such a great question.
Not topping, mix-ins.
There are 25 different things you can mix into the custard.
Yeah.
And I think we might have even made a mistake to have a flavor of the week because people call and they go, what's the flavor of the week? Yeah. But if you do the math, there are 1,200 different permutations of what you can make.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, based on a concrete comes with two mix-ins. Mine is Heath Bar. And I just double down on Heath Bar.
Double Heath.
You know, double Heath. But you can, you know, you got cookie dough and you got strawberries and you got pecans. So if you are one of these people that just goes nuts over butter pecan ice cream and you want to try the frozen custard version of that, you don't have to wait for the flavor of the week to be butter pecan. Get the salted caramel mixed in with the pecans.
Yeah.
And it tastes like butter pecan.
Yeah. So you have two standard flavors every
week? Chocolate and vanilla.
Every week.
Yeah.
And then you have a flavor of the week.
We have a flavor of the week, which is something we mix in. But we're really going to start talking more and more about this idea of creating your own adventure.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not understood by the community at a level that they need to appreciate. One of my favorite frozen custard shops is in St. Louis, where I met Natasha. It's called Ted Drew's, and they've been around 94 years. And they have one flavor of custard, vanilla.
Yeah.
But there's 100 different things you can do to it.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't the flavor of the week, you don't really need as much as all the different mix. Yeah. And you could almost have like a punch card of like, you know.
We're going to do a spinning wheel. Natasha came up with this idea to do a spinning wheel that would, you know, choose what each flavor would be.
Yeah.
And mix that into the mix. And also to just illustrate the versatility of this product.
You know how Father Tom's here in Cookeville has a, I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a tap handle where you had a certain number of beers you tried and you got a tap handle that your name was on and they hung them in the restaurant. I feel like you need a, you know, some sort of something like that where people, once they get a certain number of, you know, the 12, nobody's probably going to get to the 1200, but, you know, something like that where they can,
no, that's a great
idea. Know, mark off that they're, you know,
it's like, I want a map of the United States and I want to show a check off and put a pin in every state I visited.
Yeah, yep.
You know, put a pin in every frozen custard flavor you've tried.
Yes, all the tries. Yeah.
Cash it in and get a free treat.
Heck yeah. You know, I always like those things where you can get your name on the wall for, you know, achieving something. And everybody needs a way to achieve something. So even if it's that they've tried the most different mixes and all that good stuff. So how can people find all the businesses? How can people find, you know, what's going on? There's different events at different places. Miss Sally's has a different menu every single week. And Wildwood has events, karaoke Friday nights, and that you had a songwriters event just recently. So how can people find all the things?
So let me give you those websites. Visitwildwood.com is how to access Wildwood. And check out the calendar of events. There's stuff happening all the time, particularly as we move into the winter season, because events are what bring people in. Mm-hmm. MissSally'sMarket.com, Miss Sally's, S-A-L-L-I-E-S, no apostrophe, market.com, Miss Sally's Market. And then
there's an email. Go ahead.
With Miss Sally's, the thing to do is to make sure that you give them their email so that they can tell you what's going on every week. But for $35 a year, you can become a member of Miss Sally's, and that entitles you to 5% off on everything you buy all year long.
And there are, like you said, there's take-home meals that you can have, but then there's a salad bar, too. So you can just stop in there on your way, you know, through and have your lunch. And then I love the crackers. They're my thing.
Snacker crackers.
Yes, they're amazing over there. So.
And then Honest John's Custard, Honest John's, J-O-H-N-S, custard.com. We'll give you the story on that. You know, Miss Sally's Market is at 212. East Hall Avenue, 212 East Hall Avenue, just a half a block off the square. And Honest John's is right across the street at 302 Minor.
So right on the square in downtown Gainesboro.
Yeah.
I realize they're not quite on the square, but if you're going to the square, you're going to see them.
That's right. And then Wildwood is just, you know, a mile from historic Granville, right there and tucked away in that southeast corner. Next to the bridge.
I feel like you're just driving, you're swerving through all the roads, and then suddenly you're there.
You can't miss it.
And then it's this beautiful, amazing, you're like, wow, there's a lot here.
The thing that's really cool this time of year, my favorite thing to do at Wildwood this time of year, is to park the car in the upper parking lot and hike on the Periwinkle Trail, which is a 2.9-mile trail that's linear. It lets you out at the archery range at Indian Creek Campground. And it's a fabulous walk. It's only about a 300-foot elevation from beginning to end, so it's pretty gentle, which I appreciate. But a great work. It's a great experience.
Last time I was out there, I was playing bocce ball.
And bocce ball's fun.
I was kicking butt, and I won the bocce ball little game that I had going on. And there's horseshoes out there, and like
cornhole,
you said,
cornhole and outdoor table.
And now
tennis.
We have axe, like plastic axe, not dangerous axe throwing, but axe throwing out there. And so there's lots of stuff for the whole family to do.
Always coming up with new and different ways to enjoy Wildwood. The thing about Wildwood that's so great is no matter where you are on campus, you know you're at the lake. And this time of year on a bright sunny day, we have diamonds on the water. It's just gorgeous.
Well, and I have joked with people that I have never seen as beautiful sunsets as at Wildwood. I don't know what you guys do there that you ordered in special, but they are always amazing
sunsets. All of this beauty was just sitting there waiting to be exploited. And all we did was just dress up that 16-acre of land to make it match up to the beauty of what's going on all around it. And, you know, we picked up 10,000 pounds of garbage with 67 volunteers that first year. And that helped a lot, just picking up the trash and cleaning it up made
a
big difference.
There's a lot that you've done on those 16 acres. The other two, they're newer businesses and you're putting a lot of effort, I'm sure, into those. But there's a lot that's just wonderful and amazing at Wildwood out there. I'm always a big fan.
Well, Tiffany, I really appreciate the opportunity to sit with you today and talk about these businesses. Thank you.
Thank you, John. I love talking and hearing all about what you guys have going on. So congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and I look forward to seeing more.
Awesome.